Tony Blair pull the rug out from underneath Bill Clinton and all the attendees. On stage with former president at a Midtown Manhattan hotel ballroom, Tony Blair said he was going to speak with brutal honesty about the Kyoto Protocol and global warming, and he did. Blair, who has been a longtime supporter of the Kyoto Treaty, further prefaced his remarks by noting, "My thinking has changed in the past 3 or 4 years." So what's he think now? No country, he declared, is going to cut its growth. That is, no country is going to allow the Kyoto Treaty or any other such global warming treaty to crimp, some say cripple, its economy. Tony Blair has just rescinded his support of the Kyoto Protocol on stage with Bill Clinton at the Clinton Global Initiative. So, and we all thought that they were best of buddies. So what'll happen instead? You know, looking ahead to future climate change negotiations, Blair said of such fast-growing countries as India and China, they're not going to start negotiating another treaty like Kyoto. So what'll happen instead? Well, Blair said, what countries will do is work together to develop the science and technology. There's no way that we're going to tackle this problem unless we develop the science and technology to do it. That's what the eco-realists have been saying all along, of course, that the only feasible way to deal with the issue of these greenhouse gases, and global warming is through technological breakthroughs, not draconian cutbacks like Kyoto. In case you missed it at the beginning of the program, the Clinton Global Initiative today, Tony Blair pulled Great Britain out of the Kyoto Protocol. He can't kill it by himself. I mean, the European Union has to do that, but he said, look, we're not going to sign on to something that stunts our growth. This is idiotic. Nobody else will either.